This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. Mr. Modi also launched the PM Swanidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swanidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Prime Minister Modi flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. In addition, he laid the foundation stone for a CSIR NIIST Innovation, Technology and Entrepreneurship Hub. Besides these, he laid the foundation stone for a state-of-the-art radio surgery centre at the Sri Chitra Thirunal Institute for Medical Sciences and Technology in the city and inaugurated the new Pujapura Head Post Office. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government is also investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation, and healthcare. He added that the inauguration of the CSIR Innovation Hub in Kerala and the launch of a radio surgery centre in a medical college will help make Kerala a hub for science, innovation and healthcare.
केरला के विकास के लिए केंद्र सरकार के प्रयासों को नई गति मिली है आज से केरला में रेल कनेक्टिविटी और सशक्त हुई है तिरुवनंतपुरम को देश का बड़ा स्टार्टअप हब बनाने के लिए पहल हुई है आज पीएम स्वनिधि क्रेडिट कार्ड लॉन्च किया गया है इससे देश भर के रेडी ठेले फुटपाथ पर काम करने वाले साथियों को लाभ होगा
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that India is expected to launch its own mobile brands in the next 18 months. Mr. Vaishnav informed this while speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Mr. Vaishnav noted that India has a very substantial electronics ecosystem and the time has come for the country to get its own brands in mobile phones. He informed that during the World Economic Forum, India held significant meetings with the entire ecosystem, which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone.
We have a very substantial electronics ecosystem in our country. This is the time when we will be going for getting our own Indian brands in mobile phones. We have done all the homework that is required to be done. Today and yesterday we had significant meetings with the entire ecosystem which produces the thousands of things that are required to go into a mobile phone. And it's a very satisfying progress. Very soon, maybe another 1 year from now or maybe max 18 months from now, we should have our own Indian brands coming out.
Government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting the 1st of April. The first phase of census 2027, that is house listing operations, will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between the 1st of April till the 30th of September. There will also be an option for self-enumeration to be conducted in a 15-day period just before the first phase of census. The census 2027 will be conducted in two phases. First one will be house listing and housing census, and the second one is population enumeration. Today is the 129th birth anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the occasion, which is commemorated as Parakram Divas. A special program will commence at the front steps of Victoria Memorial in Kolkata this evening, which will be attended by the Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan. Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose will also grace the occasion. The United States has officially left the World Health Organization, WHO, citing the organization's inefficient bureaucracy, mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic, and failures inflicted upon the American people. In a joint statement issued by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Health Secretary Robert Kennedy, it was mentioned that going forward, the U.S. engagement with the WHO will be limited strictly to effectuate its withdrawal. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will compete in the quarterfinals of the Indonesia Masters in Jakarta today. In women's singles, P.V. Sindhu will take on China's Qin Yufei, while in men's singles, Lakshya Sen will be up against Panit Chapon Thirat Ratsakul of Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.